Hey everyone, my name is Gabe. Welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where learning English is always fun. It is also the place where we talk about Italy. Lasagna, pizza, spaghetti. Those foods sound so good. Okay, well, we aren't talking about Italian food today. We're actually here continuing to talk and learn about Milan and the different exciting places that you can visit when you go to Milan. That's right, you might take a trip to Milan someday, and you will need to know about some great places to visit. Yesterday, we learned that you could go see Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting, The Last Supper. Do you remember where? Yes, at the Santa Maria delle Grazie. Today, we are going to talk about some art galleries and museums that you can visit. Now, perhaps you don't like museums. No problem. We're also going to find out where you can go shopping. And finally, there's a special event coming up. What is it? We're going to find out. Let's get started with our first reading.
The best of Milan. Art galleries, museums. Milan is home to one of the world's most important art collections of past Italian masters. Art lovers will be happy to see works by the best, including Michelangelo, Da Vinci, and others. Shopping. After sightseeing, many visitors want to check out the shops. Milan is Italy's fashion capital and has some of the best shopping in the world. A good place to start is in the world's oldest mall, the Galleria. Built between 1865 to 1877, the beautiful glass roof structure is a work of art in itself.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 master 这个名词。Master 在这里是指艺术方面的大师。例如 ,this painting is one of the works by the Spanish master Pablo Picasso. 这幅画是西班牙艺术大师毕卡索的画作之一。Master 也可以指专家或高手。例如 ,Vivian is a master of both French and Italian. Vivian 是法语跟意大利文的高手。Master 也可以用在嘲讽的语气，例如 Larry is a master at ruining any party. Larry 是可以搞砸每一场派对的高手。接下来我们看的是 sightseeing 这个不可数名词。Sightseeing 是指观光，但是它和 tourism 是不一样的。Tourism 是指观光业或旅游业，但是 sightseeing 是指观光这个活动。例如 ，When Joe went to Paris for a conference, he took some time to go sightseeing.就去巴黎开会的时候花了一些时间观光，或者是 sightseeing is best done in summers in this region. 这个区域观光的最佳时期是夏天。Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca, and today we're continuing our exciting lesson all about Milan. Now today we're going to be talking about art galleries and museums. Do you like art galleries and museums? If so,This is going to be a great section for you.
Well, I know that I like art galleries and museums. I like art. So I would love to go to Milan just to visit a lot of these museums and galleries. We read here, Milan is home to one of the world's most important art collections of past Italian masters. So, of course, there are many famous people that have painted a lot of artwork, and you could find that in Milan, in these museums.Milan and these museums, it is home to big art collections. Let's take a look at this phrase, home to.
When I hear this phrase, home to, it actually makes me think of a small city in California called Gilroy. Gilroy is a small town in California, and it's home to the world's most perfect garlic fields. In other words, you will find a lot of garlic in Gilroy.
Okay, so this very important art collection...is right there in Milan. Now, maybe some of these pieces of art will travel around the world to different museums, but of course, it's mostly there. Most of the time, it is there. For example, another way you could use that phrase is maybe when you're learning about the Mona Lisa,、mm-hmm. that is home in the Louvre in France, that museum in France. So the Louvre is home to the Mona Lisa.
Exactly. Hey, Gabe, you know, I've actually been to the Louvre.
Yeah.
And I've seen the Mona Lisa in person.
Oh, did you have to...sign up? Did you have to make a reservation in advance?
No, I didn't have to make a reservation in advance. However, there was a long line,、mm-hmm. so we had to wait a long time in order to get a close-up look of the Mona Lisa.
Well, Leonardo da Vinci certainly was an Italian master. We read here, art lovers will be happy to see works by the best, including Michelangelo, da Vinci, and others.、
Hmm.
And I think we do have another little picture here, or actually, not just a picture,It's a painting by Michelangelo.
Yes, here's a picture by Michelangelo. Now, this actually isn't the full picture.、
Mm-hmm.
It's just a portion of the picture called The Saints.
Well, it would be very interesting to see some of his artwork in person. I was in Rome for one afternoon, but I got there too late to see the Sistine Chapel. I did not see that beautiful place, that beautiful, all the paintings done by Michelangelo.
Okay, so now perhaps you're not really interested in art galleries and museums. Don't you worry, because there's something for you as well. Maybe you like shopping. And that's actually what we're going to talk about now. In our lesson, we read, after sightseeing, many visitors want to check out the shops. Now, we want to talk about this phrase, to check out. This just means that they're going to go look at some of the shops, maybe even explore the shops.
Okay, so you can check out lots of different things, right? If you go to a city, you want to check out the different sites if you're visiting somewhere around the world. Maybe you got something new, and you can tell your friend, hey, check out what I got. Check out my new toy. Check out my new cell phone. Check out my new car.
Exactly. Or you could say, if you go to Bali, I think you should definitely check out the beaches. Or maybe you want to say, after a long walk, Julie decided to...check out the museum around the corner. So, yes, there are many different ways to use this phrase.
But if you're tired of visiting those museums, you can check out some of the shops and go shopping. Milan is Italy's fashion capital and has some of the best shopping in the world. Okay, and we read here, a good place to start is the world's oldest mall, the Galleria. All right, well, if that's the world's oldest mall, I guess...That would be a good place to start.
And, Gabe, you just brought up a great phrase that I think we should talk about. A good place to start. Well, what exactly does that mean? It means exactly what it says. So, it just refers to a certain place being a good place to start.
To begin something, okay? So maybe you will shop in many areas, but this is a good place to begin. But you can use this phrase...In other ways, of course, if you've seen The Sound of Music, if you're learning your ABCs, or if you're learning English, rather, the ABCs is a good place to start.
Or you could say, well, let's say, for example, that you're going to Paris, France,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to figure out exactly what you want to see, and maybe you're not really too familiar with the area yet. A good place to start would be the Eiffel Tower.
That's right. Or maybe if you're visiting Taipei, a good place to start...is 101. And then, of course, you can go to the night markets and visit other things from there.
Mm-hmm.
So think of other ways to use this phrase. What is a good place to start?
Well, let's say that you want to learn to play the piano. A
mm-hmm.
good place to start would definitely be learning how to read the notes.
That is a good thing to do. All right. So that's a good place to start. Well, we read on here, learning about the Galleria, built between 1865 to 1877, that's 12 years. That's a long time to build something. The beautiful glass-roofed structure is a work of art in itself.
Glass-roofed structure. That sounds absolutely beautiful. I mean, incredible, doesn't it?
It does. Okay, so we know from this sentence that it has a glass roof, okay? And also we read here, it's a work of art in itself. A work of art. Of course, I think of...different pieces of art, like the paintings that Michelangelo painted and Da Vinci. But of course, this building is also a work of art.
It definitely is. Well, right now, it's time for us to take a closer look with Liz about something in this sentence.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. Built between 1865 to 1877, the beautiful glass roof structure is a work of art in itself. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, in itself. It's the shorter form of the idiom, in and of itself, and it means basically or without considering other things. So, today's sentence just means, the beautiful glass-roofed structure is basically a work of art. It's already a work of art by itself without needing other things to make it look good. So, whenever you want to emphasize a certain quality found in something, you can consider using this idiom. For example, although your idea is a creative one in and of itself, we can't use it because we have a limited budget. In other words, the idea is a good one, but unfortunately it won't work because of budget reasons. Or, although the team captain blamed his entire team for losing the competition, his leadership in and of itself was awful to begin with. In other words, even though the team did do poorly, the fact is the team leader didn't do a good job from the very beginning. And that's all for now. See you next time.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. Now, when you visit a new city, what do you typically like to do? Do you like visiting the art galleries and museums? Or would you prefer to go shopping? Well, it sounds like the city of Milan has something for everyone. Earlier in our lesson, we had mentioned something about a big event that is coming up, and we still haven't found out what that event is. I think we should continue with our next reading to find out.
The best of Milan. Next, head to 10 Corso Como. The unique shopping complex offers luxury brands, including Gucci, Prada, and more. Upcoming event. The city will become crowded beginning on May 1st when Expo Milan 2015 opens. The city expects to host over 20 million people for the six-month international event. This famous Italian city boasts an exciting mix of old and new, traditional and modern. If you plan a trip to Milan, allow yourself enough time to see it all.
Alright, 接着我们看的是 luxury 这个形容词。Luxury 是指豪华的或者是奢华的。例如 ,the luxury hotel offers first class cuisine and room service. 这家顶级饭店提供一流的餐点跟客房服务。它和 luxurious, L-U-X-U-R-I-O-U-S, 是不一样的。Luxury 比较是指等级的高级。Luxurious 是一种感受上的豪华。例如 the hotel rooms were decorated with luxurious furniture. 这家旅馆的客房里面的装饰都非常的豪华。所以我们看的是 expo 这个名词 ,ex 这个字首有向外的意思，所以 expo 是指博览会或者是展览会。例如 our company applied for a space at the computer expo. 我们公司申请了这个电脑展中的一个摊位。或者是 The Children's Book Expo attracted over 20,000 attendants. 这个童书展吸引了超过两万人进去参观。或者是 Frank went to the 2010 World Expo in Shanghai. Frank 参加了2010年上海举行的世界博览会。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Okay, so after you've visited the Galleria, our lesson says next.Head to 10 Corso Como. The unique shopping complex offers luxury brands including Gucci, Prada, and more. That sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? That is if you like to shop.
Exactly. That's if you like to shop. I don't have a lot of Gucci and Prada brands myself, but if you are a fan, then you should check this place out. Well, we continue on with another section here called an upcoming event. Okay, so what is upcoming? First of all, let's talk about that word. If something is upcoming, that means it hasn't happened yet, but it's already being planned. It's on the calendar. It's on the schedule. It's an upcoming event.
It's something that is coming up. So you could use this word in other ways. For example, I always get so nervous, or I'm getting nervous about my upcoming exam.
Oh, that's the example I was going to share, because almost everybody has an upcoming test, right? Are you nervous about the upcoming test? Are you ready for the upcoming test? Well, we read here, the city will become crowded beginning on May 1st when Expo Milan 2015 opens. And then we see a big number in this next sentence, right, Rebecca?
We do. It says the city expects to host over 20 million people for the sixth month and international event. Talking about big numbers, what do you think the guys have to say about big numbers?
Well, let's see. Let's visit the info cloud right now.
Does anyone remember when millionaires were rare? Today, they're a lot more common, right?
Well, that's right, Ken. You know, in the sports and entertainment industries, there must be thousands of people who earn millions of dollars a year. Even billionaires are becoming commonplace.
Million and billion, those are big numbers.
They are big numbers. Now, look at the world population statistics or the world of science. How can we avoid big numbers when discussing things related to astronomy and computers? And do you know how much a Google is?
Of course. The point is, friends, these days we're being confronted with big numbers that we probably wouldn't have seen, say, 20 years ago. So we should get a handle on how to say them correctly.
Now, I find most English learners do okay when talking about numbers in the hundreds and thousands. But if a number gets any higher than that, they get a little tripped up.
Perhaps one reason is, in the West, numbers are divided into three-digit groupings. In other languages, that's not always the case.
Right. In Chinese, for example, numbers are expressed or based on a four-digit system, which makes doing conversions from one language to another a little tricky.
在英文当中，当我们遇上比较大的数字，有时候呢就会出现一些问题。这个主要是由于中文的数字是以每四位数换一个数字单位，个、十、百、千、万。但是英文没有万这个概念，一万念作 10,000， 十个一千。所以从这里开始，中英文的数字概念就开始发生了差异。英文的数字是每三个位数换一个数字单位，而且写的方法也是每三个位数用一个逗点隔开，从个位数开始，第一个逗点是千位 thousand， 第二个逗点是百万 million， 第三个逗点是十亿，叫做 billion。因此呢，逗点所标示的和英文的念法完全一致。比如说，25,741,163就读作 25,741,163。所以，我们读的时候只要注意逗点打在哪里，就能够很容易的念出这个数字。其实比中文的数字念法还要简单。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, how much is a Google anyway? It's one followed by 100 zeros. That's a big number. Well, let's look at our last sentence here. It says, if you plan a trip to Milan, allow yourself enough time to see it all. So what does that phrase, allow yourself, mean? That means you're going to give yourself enough time.
Exactly. And so whenever you move to a new place, allow yourself enough time to adjust to the new environment. That's just another way that you can use this phrase, allow yourself.
All right, well, we need to allow ourselves enough time to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll join Linda for the editor's summary.
Ready? Let's discover Milan, a center of finance, fashion, and creativity.
It's the city of the future. But treasures from the past also command attention.
Hooray! We have 2 weeks to discover Milan.
Let's take a guided tour of the Duomo.
The Duomo?
A magnificent church. It took over 500 years to build.
And let's visit La Scala Opera House, famous for both opera and ballet.
Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting, The Last Supper, is a must-see.
Yes, it's one of the greatest works of art. Let's make a reservation.
Wait, 2 weeks won't be enough to see Milan.
Maybe not. Let's stay for 3 weeks.
Excellent idea. The city is home to one of the world's most important art collections.
We'll see the works of the best Italian masters, Michelangelo, Da Vinci, and others.
Ah, that will make us so happy.
And sightseeing. Let's go shopping.
Shopping?
Yes. Milan is Italy's fashion capital. It has the world's oldest mall and a complex with luxury brands. Gucci, Prada, and more.
Oh, and don't forget Expo Milan. It just opened.
How exciting. Milan, it has old and new, traditional and modern.
Wait, 3 weeks won't be enough to see Milan.
Maybe not. Let's stay for 4 weeks.
Or 4 months.
Or 4 years.
Or forever!
Yes!
The world's most important collections of past Italian masters, like Michelangelo and Da Vinci, make their home in Milan. So art galleries and museums are all around. And after you finish sightseeing, many people want to shop. After all, Milan is the Italian fashion capital. And where better to start than the world's oldest mall, the Galleria, which was built between 1865 and 1877. And then you can go to 10 Corso Como, where many luxury brands like Gucci and Prada can be found. And beginning yesterday, Expo Milan 2015 opened. 20 million people are expected over the next 6 months for this international event. So if you plan to go, plan to leave enough time to see everything.
So, Gabe, what do you think you would like to visit or do in Milan?
Well, I really enjoyed learning about the galleries, and I'd love to see some of the artwork in Milan. What about you, Rebecca?
I think I'm ready to go visit that Duomo. It was so beautiful. I love the architecture. It gets me excited just talking about it.
I know. Well, it looks like we're going to have to make a trip to Milan someday. Friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.